The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
A big rescue operation is happening off the coast of Australia. At least a third of 270 whales stranded off Tasmania have died, and more are feared to be dying. Reporter with 7 Tasmania News, Tom Johnson, is on the line. Tom, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat. How are you?
And it's good evening to you, Tom. Where is this happening and what is happening? I mean, are there many people trying to rescue these poor creatures?
Well, Pat, it's certainly a big operation, especially when you consider the size of the town where it's happening off the coast off. But it's happening in a place called Strawn, which is on the west coast of Tasmania. It's a long way from the major centres on the island. And it's effectively a small fishing village. So everyone in the community there is certainly doing their bit to try and make sure they can save as many of these whales as possible. It's really a race against time. They've had a lot of an influx of specialist rescue teams, but certainly a lot of people on the ground in the community are doing their bit to try and make sure they can save as many of these as possible.
Now, some of them actually have been somehow refloated. How many?
Well, at the moment, they've managed to refloat about 24 of the whales, and it's been a difficult process because of it was quite dry yesterday, although some rain early this morning certainly helped their efforts to get these whales off the sandbar. Effectively a process of putting a large sheet underneath them and trying to lift them up and lift them off so they can just glide into a bit of deeper water. We've had cases also of them being attached to vessels, to boats, and actually driving them attached to the side out to sea so they can start swimming again and make their way out of danger. So, yeah, certainly a few methods are being put into practice to do what they can in this case, Pat.
Now, give us a sense of how big these are. I mean, we know there are absolutely enormous whales that are as long as a small ship. But pilot whales, typically, how long would they be and how heavy would they be when it comes to trying to shift them?
Well, of course, they stretch into a very large mass, and that is making it very, very difficult. And we're seeing, look, I don't have the exact figures of their weight, I guess, but we're needing about 5 or 6 strong people in each case to get underneath the whales and put this material underneath them to lift them from their peril. So it goes without saying that they're very, very heavy and it makes it a very complex process. So, difficult, of course, Pat. It's not easy to ask.
I mean, I'm told that I'm not sure what size these particular pilot whales are, but they could be 7 metres long and up to 3 tonnes in weight. So, you know, the younger ones might be easier to shift than the older ones. Are these kind of strandings very common off the coast of Australia?
Look, not in Tasmania, I must say. This is certainly one which is a lot larger than we've ever seen in recent years. They did have a case about 10 years ago where there was a much smaller pod, but that was nowhere near as dramatic, I dare say, because it was freed a lot easier. This one is really quite a larger case than normal. Certainly in other parts of Australia, up in Queensland and places like that, you'll have sometimes the odd whale being stranded, but rarely is it in such a large number. I mean, we're talking 270 whales, which you mentioned earlier. I mean, that's just, it's a huge number, and certainly when you look at it, you can, it's almost like it consumes the sea just about. It's really quite a daunting lookout over Macquarie Harbour, where this is all happening near Strawn. So, I'd certainly say, especially in the Tasmanian context, it's very rare and certainly to this scale.
And the scientific conundrum remains why it happens. Whales are social creatures, and if the leader of the pod makes a mistake and finds himself, you know, stranded somewhere, it's likely that others will have followed and find themselves in similar difficulties. But, you know, all sorts of theories like sonar and submarines and all the rest of it, but no one's sure.
You're exactly right. They don't quite know how this has actually happened. They're doing their investigations, and obviously the main priority right now is trying to save them. But There are marine experts on site, and they're actively looking into it. But the latest we heard this afternoon is that they still don't really know quite how it happened. It's a bit of a mystery. So we'll certainly try and find out in the next few days once they've done a bit more research into it. But this is certainly one which has puzzled investigators at this stage, Pat.
Tom Johnson, reporter with 7 Tasmania News, thank you very much for joining us.